Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. 7 or 8 times, Jesus doesn't just suggest that we should not worry. He commands it, saying, "Do not be anxious." But we all know what it feels like when anxiety sets in. But what exactly is anxiety? And what do we do about it? Anxiety is fear that something bad might happen in the future, and our brain treats it as if it were happening right now. And when that happens, the brain sounds the alarm, and our fight-or-flight mechanism kicks in, our chest tightens, our breathing shortens, and our heart races, and our digestion slows down. Now, this response is very useful if a lion is chasing us. But most of the time, no lion is there. Again, anxiety is rooted in anticipating what might happen rather than what is happening. Maybe you imagine losing your job, or you worry that something bad might happen to a son or daughter. The brain reacts as though the danger was already here, right now. And if this alarm stays on long enough, the brain builds pathways of fear and anxiety. We form habits of being on the edge, living in a state of danger, even when there is none. Over time, this has a devastating effect on our body and soul. It weakens the immune system, stresses the heart, disrupts digestion, and it leads to burnout. Most of all, it destroys our trust in God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Anxiety is like the fire alarm going off when there is no fire. Or it's more like my dog barking at the Amazon driver. She thinks the driver is a threat, and she sounds the alarm. Now, I know the driver isn't dangerous. What is really dangerous is how often I hit the Amazon Prime button. It would be better if she barked then. Could you imagine? Every time I was about to hit Prime, she would start barking. Now, but she doesn't know that. So when the driver comes, she barks. I thank her for trying to protect me, and I assure her, hey, we're safe. But that's what anxiety does. It mislabels future potential problems as if they were immediate dangers. The Amazon driver isn't dangerous, but my dog can't tell. Anxiety is the same way. An alarm system that overreacts to things that are not real threats. But not every alarm is bad. Fear itself is healthy. Fear is the brain's response to a real and present danger. It's what helps you run faster from a bear, at least faster than your hiking partner. And fear enables you to brake for a car swerving into your lane. So fear protects us. Prudence or concern is also good. This is our forward-looking capacity to notice risks and prepare wisely, like studying for a test so you don't fail, or locking your doors at night. That's just living responsibly. Worry or anxiety, by contrast, is when the fear system gets activated without a real present danger. My dog barks as if the Amazon driver were an intruder. Now, a little healthy fear or concern motivates us to act wisely, but the problem comes when the alarm keeps sounding at the wrong time and without a just cause. That's anxiety. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Anxiety thrives on two traps, catastrophizing and procrastination. Anxiety grows when we catastrophize. We think and say things like, this will ruin everything, or we assume what others will think. They'll think I'm a failure. These thought traps make the stakes feel like they are life or death, even when they're not. Our brains are wired to be hyper-alert to threats that could kill us, and that wiring sometimes misfires and tells us, if I fail, I'll die, or if this happens, I just couldn't go on. The key is to lower the stakes to match reality. Most of the time, what we're worried about won't kill us or anyone else. So ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario? And if you can live with that, then you can probably live with anything else. It lowers the pressure. Then there's the trap of avoidance. Often procrastination is what feeds our anxiety. When we avoid what we fear, the brain learns that avoidance keeps us safe, and the temporary relief we feel rewards avoidance, which makes the alarm louder the next time. The problem is that the brain never gets to learn the truth, that most of what we fear is tolerable and harmless. And if we would just do what we're avoiding, all the fear goes away. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. When we feel anxiety coming on, the critical question to ask is this: is this a real present danger I can act on? Or is it only a possible future outcome? Real danger calls for immediate action, not avoidance or procrastination. Imagined or possible future danger calls for prayer, preparation, prudence, or simple surrender to God. Now, maybe you're experiencing some tremendous anxiety, and you've prayed and prayed, you've gone to Mass, you've confessed your sins, and still your anxiety hasn't disappeared. Why did prayer not work? Because anxiety is a bad habit. As we saw earlier, anxiety is fear of the future treated as if it were happening now. And if it's practiced long enough, that becomes a habit. So anxiety or worry is simply a bad habit. And all bad habits or vices can only be overcome with a combination of two things: God's grace gained from the sacraments and prayer, plus our hard work and practice of the opposite virtue. Saints aren't born with great trust in God. They build the habit of trust by practicing it over and over in times of fear. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So, what should be our practical resolution from this meditation? Well, every time anxiety arises, you have two choices. Actually, three. One bad choice and two good choices. The bad choice is just be consumed by fear. The two good choices are to either take action or surrender. If there is something you can do about the situation, then do it and don't procrastinate or avoid it. But if there's nothing you can do, or if it's beyond your control, then give it to God. Surrender to Him, and He'll take care of you. And all the while, keep reminding yourself, with God watching over me, no matter what happens, I will be safe. And if you do this over and over and over, it will retrain the brain in the habit of trust, overcoming the bad habit of worry or anxiety. The bottom line is simple. Do what you reasonably can today and entrust the rest to God. And remember, all things work together for good for those who love Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, I want to invite everyone in the tri-state area to come and join Teresa and I on October 7th in Carroll, Iowa. In the evening, we're going to be praying the rosary and really laying out a strategy, very practical strategy, so that you can help your loved ones come back to Christ and the church. So it's going to be a time of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. So come and join us. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on events, find all the details. Come join us in Carroll, Iowa, October 7th. Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts with this meditation?
I think this is just such a necessary meditation. I think anxiety is kind of the plague of my generation, at least. And I think it's just kind of the plague of this era, which is really interesting. But I honestly think one of the biggest problems is that anxiety, it sort of feeds itself, where it not only says all of these problems are too big to even approach, to even start attacking this habit, but anxiety itself is too big to even change. So not only does it lead us to procrastinate and avoid all of our problems, but also anxiety itself, where it's, what can I do because I have anxiety? But we all have to take solid steps, even though we're afraid, even though all of it seems terrifying. Because I don't think I come across as an anxious person, but I feel like I live every day in some different form of anxiety. And one thing that I have to teach myself more and more is that I do have to just do things poorly, do things when I'm scared, just get it done, because I think it's an old Slavic wisdom. What do they say? Fear makes the bear look bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But that's how I feel about all these tasks that I procrastinate, and they just consume my every waking thought, where they keep me up at night, and the first thought I have up in the morning is that I haven't done these things. But it would be better to do them poorly and for things to go a little wrong and for me to experience that and get over it than
exactly
to let that fear consume me.
Yeah.
So this was just a fantastic meditation.
Well, it's not just your generation. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been this way. This is why Jesus addressed it so strongly.
Yeah.
And Jesus wouldn't command us not to be anxious unless there was a straightforward way out of it. But it's going to take work. And a person is going to continue to feel somewhat anxious as we do the work.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we do the work, the anxiety will fade.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I also feel as if the thing that makes me most anxious is knowing that I'm also not doing enough, in the sense that if I say I have a lot of work that is piling up and it's making me very anxious, I'm mostly anxious because I know that I haven't even tried my best to get all of that work done, and it's getting worse and worse. Whereas if I am actively working and I'm getting all of it done and I'm unburying myself and some of it does still slip by and those things crash and burn because I couldn't get to them, I'm like, well, at least I did my best and I can be at peace knowing that that was just too much work. That's it was right. too much to get to. Yeah, but so much of the anxiety comes from running away from something.
Totally right. That's on the side of avoidance or procrastination. And then there's also the anxiety that arises with a hypervigilance,
mm-hmm.
where you try to control too much.
Oh, I experience that one all the time too.
So anxiety can come in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
In, as we said, in the one, we need to take action. In the other, when there's really nothing we can do, that's when we surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.